Welcome to the Marketing Millennials, the No BS Marketing Podcast. I'm Daniel Murray, and join me for unfiltered conversations with the brains behind marketing's coolest companies. The one request I tell our guests, stories or it didn't happen. Get ready to turn the f*** up. Welcome back to another episode of the Marketing Millennials. Today we're diving into a topic solo, just me, Daniel. And I think I want to talk about a topic that more often than we'd like to admit, we get wrong, which is pointing the finger at a channel when our marketing efforts flop. How many times have you heard people say, oh, Facebook doesn't work for us. Facebook ads doesn't work for us. Instagram doesn't work for us. TikTok doesn't work for us. LinkedIn doesn't work for us. When you've tried it and you haven't done these following things before, you just say, let's stop investing in this channel. So the first thing that I think you should look at is the creative, the ad creative to be specific. Is it eye-catching? Does it resonate with your audience? Is it speaking to your audience? Is it reaching the right people? Ad creative in this day and age is the targeting. So if you're not putting out the right creative, unfortunately, the channel is not going to succeed. I see a lot of people putting ad creative that is meant to be on LinkedIn only and try to put it on Facebook, or Facebook trying to put on TikTok. You need to also have creative that meets that platform's voice. Every platform is like a different language. You have to make it feel organic on that platform. So number one check before you blame the platform is the creative. Number two is the copy. Yes, the copy really matters. I actually think it matters more than the creative. Is the message clear and compelling? Is the messaging resonating with the audience? Is it hitting the pain points of the audience? So many people spend so little time on copy, or they don't hire a copywriter to write their copy. This is such a big mistake, especially in B2B companies where they just neglect copywriting. And copywriting is probably the number one thing you need to focus on when you're running ads or when you have a website. Before you look at creative, you should think about copy. Next, what you should look at when you're doing this is the form. Is the form too complicated? Is it too long? Does the CTA in the form, is it boring, like saying submit? A lot of people have terrible forms, and also they have terrible post emails when you fill out the form. So people get scared away. So is the form, first of all, have a good user experience, have too many fields? Test these things out before you blame the channel. Next, the call to action or the CTA. Is it strong enough to provoke an action? And the offer itself, is it irresistible? Does it provide value? A lot of people forget about the offer, and you can play around with the offer. So with the call to action and the offer, you should really see if the value prop fits your what your buyer actually cares about. Does it actually align with what your buyer wants? The next thing I like to look at, so now just going down the list of what we've just chatted about. So first, the creative, the copy. Next, what I would look at is the audience targeting. Are we targeting the right audience? Are we targeting ICP? Is the ad creative pointing at the ICP? A lot of people have the audience targeting wrong. There are so many tools to help you with this now. So make sure you check that before. A lot of people actually don't even do the work before to even check what our ICP actually cares about in the channel. Why are they on this channel before targeting that ICP? Or an ICP means ideal customer profile for you, for people, so your target audience. Next is the landing page where you're driving the ads. So many people are like, why aren't my ads converting? Well, your landing page might not be aligning with your ad. It might not have a good copy on it. It might not have good creative on it. It might not have, the form might be too hard to fill out. All these little things that you are not checking on before blaming the channel. And last but not least, go through the buyer experience. So many companies are so seller-centric, especially B2B, that they make it easy for sellers to sell, but not easy for buyers to buy. And they wonder why the buyers aren't buying, because you're making them jump through hoops to do things. People want things quick and easy. We're in the age of quick and easy and fast. Amazon set the standard for our buyers, so we got to give them something quick and easy. You also got to make it easy for them to buy, have good content, have good things to do. So before you blame the channel, look at these check marks and see, are you doing these things before you blame the channel? Thanks for tuning in. Talk to you all later. Thanks so much for listening. Tune in next week to hear more great insights from marketing's coolest operators. If you haven't already, please consider subscribing to the Marketing Millennials podcast and giving it a 5-star rating. It helps bring more marketers into our community.